Jose, I say, Jose, it's time to wake up.
Oh, buenos días, señorita. My siestas are getting shorter and shorter. Hey, Michael, mi amigo, pay attention, it's Joe time.
So it is. Pierre, you rascal, you. Let's put on the show.
Mon ami, I am always ready, as you say, to put on the show. Oh, pardon, madame. That whistle was for my good friend, Fritz.
Ach, du lieber, I almost fell out of my upper perch. We better start the show rolling.
Wait, wait. We forgot to wake up the Glee Club.
Olé, olé, it's showtime.
To our new passengers, aloha and welcome. As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. The show will begin momentarily. Thank you.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
Welcome to Dave's Disney View Podcast, provided on our own version of the information highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold onto the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you. Dave's Disney View is a look at the Walt Disney World Resort and sometimes beyond, as seen through the eyes of Dave, a frequent visitor, a one-time cast member, and an engineer who simply enjoys the magic and wonder of it all. Now, please keep your party together and put on your virtual mouse ears. And by all means, enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, it's Dave. How is everybody doing? I am here for a spring trip. It's the first week of spring, and I'm up at the Walt Disney World Resort, and I'm in Epcot today, having a little fun. Something I love about Epcot is the way the monorail comes around the park as it first enters the park and can go around, and it's always pretty cool. So come with me as I spend the day at Epcot and have a little fun, and we'll take a look around and maybe ride a couple of attractions here and have some fun with it. It happens to be the Flower and Garden Festival this week, so I see a lot of topiaries around. Probably post some pictures to my website later, to my blog, so you can see those. But it's pretty cool. It's always kind of neat to see the way they do the topiaries and whatnot. And while Epcot has changed over the years, it's still pretty nice. Maybe it loses a little bit in its translation over the years because of the time that's passed and the way the world has kind of tightened up a little bit with the internet and stuff, but still, pretty neat. Always kind of fun to come here and just relax. So in honor of my friend Kurt, friend of the show, of course, we're going to take a ride on Soarin'.
In only 12 minutes.
Bob, 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 Bob. We're up in service to the Golden State of California. Before we board, we have a few reminders. If you have any of those fitty shoes, such as flip-flops, Crocs, or sandals, please remove them once you take your seat and leave them on the floor in front of you. If you have any carry-on items that are too large or fragile in the other seat compartment, please leave those on the floor as well, and a flight attendant will store them for you. Please refrain from any flash photography or videotaping as it is against around you. We hope you have a magical day at Epcot. Thank you. Enjoy your flight.
Is that also
one?
Mm-hmm. Napa Valley is that a valley? Fly over a valley?
Yes.
Fly over canyons?
Hmm?
Fly over canyons?
Yeah, a few of them.
Hello, and welcome to Soarin'. My name is Patrick, and I'll be your chief flight attendant today. We'll begin boarding in a few minutes, but first I'd like to acquaint you with some important safety information. When the doors to your flight open, please take a seat and store all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. This includes cameras, purses, hats, and, of course, these little beauties. Next, fasten your seatbelts, inserting them into the buckle on your right. If smaller aviators don't measure up to the height indicator on the seat, Just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling. Nice work, pal. Soon you will be airborne. So if you or your little aviators have a fear of flying or of heights, you might want to wait for your party at the arrival. Okay, let's review. That is, seatbelt carry on hand, safety strap, fear of heights, keep your hands and arms inside at all times. Anything else? Yeah. Have a nice flight. Attention passengers, we are now ready for boarding, beginning with row 1, followed by 2, and then 3. Welcome aboard.
It's a very clever theater.
Is this over the gate?
The whole thing lifts up, like I said.
Oh, so it's this theater right now?
Yeah, and you're looking at the screen all the time. So you're going to sit right here. That's going to be your seat, okay?
Yeah, you can put it under there. That's fine.
I'll put mine under there, too. We'll just remember when we leave.
So we got to put you... We'll put your seatbelt right there. How's that? Buckle it in on the side.
Okay, buckle in, seatbelt.
Put your items and bags in the other seat compartment. All
right. There you go.
We are now conducting our final systems check. Please fill all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. For your safety, remain seated with your seatbelt fastened during your flight and watch your children.
Bienvenidos. Favor de colocar sus efectos personales en el compartimiento debajo del asiento. Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad abrochado durante el vuelo y vigilen a los niños. Esperamos que disfruten su vuelo.
It's just a machine that lifts you up like that, and then you just dangle. Very smart man thought of it.
I think that was a good idea, don't you?
Mm-hmm, I do. You can see there's different rows here that they do, right? Different groupings here.
Oh, so we're the highest?
Yeah. We'll be the highest of the three.
How high?
Near the top of the screen. We're pretty high. Not very high, but... Yeah, to where like the black is, would be just below that.
Is it possible? So where's the lowest going? Right there?
Yeah, just above the rail there, and just, you know, in a good spot.
Oh, so they don't go that high?
No. None of them go really high. When you think about it, none of them go really high. Okay, here we go. Getting ready to start. I'm watching the man over there that's flying up. See the man at the end there? He's got his hand up in the air. Just tell us, here we go. Lights are coming down. I see we're good to go.
Soarin' to tower. We are ready for takeoff.
How about that?
Thank you.
awful. Smell the oranges. Smell the oranges. Smell the oranges. I just love the way they do it. There's a little button.
Your seatbelt, just push down on the red button on your right. Be sure to gather all your carry-on items in the underseat compartment and exit to your right. Have a great stay here in Epcot or wherever your final destination may take you.
All right. There you go. Take this. We'll let Mommy and Andrew come in now. Isn't that fun? Isn't that cool? That's one of the coolest things I think I've seen. It's just so clever. Look at the technology involved. Look at how the scope and the scale of how many big things they have, those machines it takes, the hydraulic systems, all of it.
How do they make all that?
It takes a long time to build something like that. You come up with the idea, you conceptualize it, then you have to start building a scale model. Then you build something on a larger scale to see if it'll work. Then you can build something this big that'll actually do it. And you do use a lot of computers and things to help you to decide how to do it, right? It's amazing, isn't it? So you were asking about the oranges? So a very smart person came up with this idea called the Smellitzer that actually takes the compressed orange scent, it's like orange oil, and just shoots it out in a little spurt like that. And it comes out, and you smell it, but you don't smell it throughout the whole ride. You only smell it when you're in the orange grove. It's very smart. It's because of the way they control the burst of how much it comes out. You don't smell it everywhere else. You really only smell it that one time. Isn't that clever? As I've said many times in the past, one of the greatest assets of Disney World is the cast members. So we wanted to see Tinkerbell, and my daughter really wanted to see her. And cast member Christine was very sweet, and sat there with her and let her sit by Tinkerbell and actually watch Tinkerbell as she was doing autographs and pictures before it was our turn. It was very cute. And I just want to give a shout out to her because it really made for a special experience. And I made sure I thanked her and thanked her lead as well. Right. We're going to go into Journey into Her Imagination with Figment and the Imagination Institute. All right, come on. You got to sit on my lap. Come on, everybody. Sorry. Listen here.
Welcome to our special drive-through open house. I'm Dr. Knight Channing, Chairman of the Imagination Institute. Hello, wonderful. You've seen a fine view that can help capture your imagination.
Oh, no, can I go too?
Absolutely not. This is one of our established figments of imagination.
Yeah, I know.
sights.
Your hearing with a series of tones. Left ear, right ear. Left, right. What? This is odd. Hello? Who is this?
It's Figment!
Figment? I thought I told you not to interfere.
But you've got it wrong, Doc. It's not about listening with your ears. It's about listening with your imagination.
Now I've completely lost my train of thought.
No, you haven't. It's over here! All aboard! Next stop, imagination! For every sound, your ears are hearing. A thousand thoughts can start appearing. And each of us imagines different things. From just a sound, your mind has wings.
Continuing now, if I may, in a calm, scientific, figment-free manner, the things we see with our eyes can control the eyes of the imagination. Let's begin by using the eye chart to test your vision. Now, all together, if you would please read line 3 and hit it.
With your eyes empty, you can see things differently. Sure, you can see with your eyes, but imagine what you could see if you used your imagination. Follow the bouncing figment. One spark of light can light your fancy. Your mind sees more than what your eyes see. Your sense of sight can make your fancy fly. There's more to sight than meets the eye.
I say imagination must be captured and controlled.
Nuh-uh. Imagination works best when it's set free. Just turn your imagination loose and anything can happen.
Sorry, but after that big stink in the smell lab, I hesitate to send you into the touch and taste labs. Perhaps I should end my open house right here.
Great idea. We'll go to my open house instead. It's much more fun. Right this way, everybody.
What is going on? You're turning this entire open house upside down.
Upside down? Now you're talking. That's the best idea you've had all day. With just a spark of inspiration, made my house.
If you can't beat them, join them. We all have sparks.
Imagination. That's how our minds create creation.
We set them free and know what they can do. Those magic sparks
from me and you. You see, I knew it, okay? Because you have a wonderful imagination.
I do. Agree. Oh, yes. Well, thank you, Figment. So, as you can plainly see, imagination works the best when it's set free.
You said it, Doc. Imagination is a blast!
Still miss the Dreamfinder, but gotta love Eric Idle.
And now we invite you to set your imaginations free in the image.
Epcot itself is kind of a remarkable place. One of the things that Sun said to me today was, I don't remember it being this interesting, this cool. And it was just kind of nice to hear him say that. And, you know, we were talking about how everything here evolves. And that's true of the Walt Disney World Resort on the whole. That, you know, each time you come back, it's a little different than it was the time before. They add things to it. Things change. Things are different. And they always try to keep it interesting and fresh in some way. You know, so the next time you come, it's going to be different than the last time you were here. And I just find that to be a remarkable thing. And, you know, that my son can appreciate that and understand it and live with it is really pretty remarkable. So Epcot can be kind of neat. As I said, it just kind of changed a little bit over the years in terms of its significance, given that the world has become smaller. But it's still pretty neat. But given the complexity and the number of things that are here, I think I'm going to have to turn this into a second podcast to give you the full flavor of it.
From all of us, thanks for taking a listen to the podcast today. If you're standing, please hold onto the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the show stops completely and the doors open. Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your personal belongings, watch your head and step, and take small children by the hand. As this concludes our journey, we hope that you enjoyed the show and that you drive home safely. Our thanks go to Doug at geekacres.net for his contributions to the show, and also to Craig for the original music you hear on the show. You can find Craig's music over at reverbnation.com/soundA. If you have questions, comments, or thoughts about the show, please feel free to contact Dave at davesdisneyview@gmail.com. Show notes and links to other great content on the web can be found at disneypodcast.net. Now, I will raise the safety bar, and a podcaster will follow you home.